So thank you. You may be a little confused by the title of my talk, which is actually on one of the sites, the site I'm most familiar with, which is the Avon site. Let me see here. And I have to say that I am not an expert on this topic or this study. I am a user of the data. And as one of the users, I was asked to give everyone a brief overview of what the study is about. In a broad overview, the ALSPAC study, the Avon Longitudinal Study of Parents and Children, contains a wealth of data on energy intake and expenditure and adiposity, including some of the gold standard measures that we would like to use in population-based research, but rarely are collected at the population level. And there is one limitation from my point of view of this study, and that it has very limited social network data. They've just started to collect that on the study participants. And our involvement in the project, as I mentioned, is as a data user for a project we have entitled MOTS, or Modeling Obesity Through Simulation. So this is one of the data sets that we're using to parameterize our agent-based model. And we're working with George Davy Smith, the current PI of the ALSPAC study, on understanding what we can derive from this study. So the initial sample for ALSPAC contained over 14,000 pregnancies and birth outcomes. And of these, over 14,000, there were close to 14,000, just under 14,000, alive at the end of year one. It's important to note, in contrast to U.S.-based research, that the study sample was majority white European population, with just 4.1% non-white mother. So I'm going to deconstruct the title a bit, or parse the title would be a better term, of the study, the ALSPAC study. And the first acronym is Avon. Avon is a former county in Great Britain in the southwest, centered around Bristol. University of Bristol is the study coordinator for this project. And they invited every pregnant woman in the period 1991 to 1992 to participate in the study, and they got a remarkably high participation rate, 85%. So it really, it starts, this starts at birth, or before birth. And it's a longitudinal study, that's the L in ALSPAC. The most recent wave of data is finishing up. They've already finished 15 years of follow-up. And they are going to complete the 17th year of follow-up in 2010, so very soon. I won't go through this in detail, but I want to show the wealth of measures. These are all measures related to body composition, activity, and I'd like to draw your attention to some of the measures that are included. There's DEXA scan for several periods, and there's also an actigraph activity data, as well as more traditional questionnaire-based data from activity diaries. In addition, there are dietary measures, including food frequency questionnaires, diet records, and a host of socioeconomic measures. The P is parents, and the C is children. So there's detailed information on the parents as well. And if we're trying to get a handle on the family as a component of a larger system, it's important to have an understanding of how parents may influence their children's trajectory. And so we also have detailed information on dietary behaviors, physical activity, and adiposity in the parents as well. I won't go into this in detail, but several measures, types of measures, have been used. And note here that there were several subcomponents of the cohort. Particularly at the beginning of the study, there was a there were detailed measures collected on only a subset, a 10% sample of approximately 1,300 of the children, and this was through the first 5 years of the study, including physical measures. And you'll note that the granularity in terms of time is very fine. The older children, all children were invited, and they had a sample size of approximately 8,000 at most of these visits, with the 7-year follow-up having the highest participation rate of almost 8,300, and again, a great deal of granularity with nearly annual data on health information. And this is another way of displaying the granularity in time. And I want to point out at the bottom that they've just started collecting the social network data in the most recent wave. But there are many measures that have multiple measurements across the early life course. So this is really an incredible data source. And I'll just end by describing some of the key findings that ALSBAC has reported. They've published over 300 academic papers, and the ones dealing with obesity, they've found some particularly important findings. So, for example, the investigators found that once they adjusted for socioeconomic and other potential confounding factors, there was no protective effect of breastfeeding, and also no increased risk of adiposity associated, or decreased risk associated with late introduction of solids to infants. And not surprisingly, having two parents who were obese, BMI greater than 30, conferred a very strong odds of the child becoming obese, and I forget which time point this was measured. I think it was in early adolescence. 11.4 is the odds ratio. So that's it. I just want to thank Andy Ness, who is a member of the ALSBAC team, for providing some of the slides and some of the data, and to remove any responsibility from him for any errors. Those are my own. There is more information available at this website, and a very nice paper that appeared in the European Journal of Endocrinology in 2004. So, thank you.
So are there any questions? And if you have questions, please step up to the microphone.
Come to the microphone.
This was a very good paper. I appreciate that. I am Dr. Manju Mehta from New Delhi. There are certain measures, assessments that you have done under psychological, parenting measures, and environmental measures. So I would like to know more details of that.
So again, I have to apologize that this is not my own work. I can tell you that there are measures and environmental measures of neighborhood quality and detailed questionnaire-based measures on things like locus of control and other psychological measures, and I would point you to the website. There's very extensive documentation of the wealth of information available. But for the purposes of this talk, I wanted to focus on the obesity measures themselves.
Diane Feingold, Simon Fraser University. I'll ask a question that I think you can answer, which is, can you just give us some idea about how you're using the data to construct an agent-based model?
Right. So the ALSPAC study is particularly useful for parameterizing parent-child interactions. And so if you have a measure of parental eating habits, you can use that as a parameter that influences child eating habits. And that's one example of how we'll use it. And also the environmental measures will be important because agents, those of you who've worked with agent-based modeling know that it's about agents and interacting with each other and their environments.
Is the data publicly available, or are there some settings for getting?
You have to request it, and we're working with several members of the study team. So that's how we've gained access to it. But I believe there's a mechanism for public access to the data by request.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.